This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's this Tiger versus Phil $10 million head-to-head match?
So this first came up at the Players' Championship a couple of months back at TPC Sawgrass in Florida. And they were playing, they were talking about potentially doing a one-on-one, winner-take-all, high-stakes round of golf. Head-to-head match for $10 million.
Ooh.
The match is so close to actually being a reality, it almost happened July 3rd. Obviously, it didn't happen on July 3rd. Tiger's reps have not commented at all. Everything's coming from Phil's camp, but it will be Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson for the PGA Tour Golf Heavyweight Championship of the Universe.
Well, I don't know if that title is being determined between these two.
Well, maybe not, but these are without question, and I think we'd all agree, they are without question the two biggest names in the sport.
Yes.
Now, they're not nearly at the top of their game.
Yes.
Jordan Spieth's better. Dustin Johnson's better. I mean, there's a billion guys that are better.
Yeah.
Nobody has the name, the drawing appeal, the power of either one of these two. Tiger Woods, did you see the Tiger Woods TV rating effect on golf and what he's had? If you go look at the television ratings for the 20 rounds on broadcast TV that he has played this year, Torrey Pines, plus 75% on Saturday, plus 30% on Sunday. He had 100 in Tampa, 193% increase year to year on the TV ratings. 155% on Saturday. The only tournament that did not have an increase in television ratings. Most of these are 30% to 150%. Was the Memorial Sunday, rain delay, tape delay. That's the only one. Mm. Everything else is like 16%, 18%, 140%, 130%, 80%. All these massive increase in TV ratings. He's the biggest draw in sports history. Nobody has had a bigger effect on their sport than Tiger Woods in the television era. Maybe Babe Ruth did once. Who knows? But nobody remotely in the television era. And if him and Phil Mickelson were to do this, they would probably do it in some, you know, Phoenix area type course. They would do it in prime time for most of the country. And this thing would get massive television ratings. It would be a mega event. I'd be all in. They did one at night. They did night golf one year out there because there's courses that are so well lit.
Ooh, night golf.
And they've done night golf on these like skins games and these winner take all matches. They used to do this so much more often. They don't do it anymore. I would be all in on this.
So what? They're each going to put in five?
Well, they make it a television sponsor. Like, yeah. You know, yeah. AT&T brings you Tiger versus Phil, and AT&T ponies up the money. And, you know, Tiger and Phil look at it from their perspective. We'll pony up some money of our own, but our sponsors get basically 4 hours of free advertising out of this, and they'll pick up some of the money.
Would you rather watch Tiger versus Phil right now, or if I told you it was LeBron versus Durant for $10 million, one-on-one?
Tiger versus Phil.
Dub, Tiger versus Phil, LeBron versus Durant.
I think at this point, yeah, Tiger versus Phil, that one-on-one, even though they're like well past their prime versus LeBron and KD would be amazing, but I don't know why one-on-one basketball doesn't quite have the same.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It just doesn't have the same
cachet. Are you just thinking in your mind that they wouldn't try that hard?
Well, either that they wouldn't try or that one would have like such a considerable advantage over the other in this aspect that you could just like turn to that every time. Like, I feel like LeBron could turn to backing down Cade. Like, just back him down.
I'm trying to
every
think
time.
Back to that ratings info. What other athlete could be missing from their sport, and that sport suffers such a drop-off? And
well, I know NFL ratings are down like 15% since Peyton left. I mean, that's just fact. But, you know, it's
no
not.
No other factors.
It's not. Well, I mean, it was immediate. That was before kneeling. But now, no other.
Are you being serious right now?
Look at his face.
I'm not going to look at him.
Well, then I'm telling you he's being dead serious.
All right. Let's move on then.
No, I mean, it just so happens that, you know, he leaves and all of a sudden the ratings went down 10% first year. And then everybody started kneeling and they went down 8% the next year. So, I mean, I don't like to bring facts to a knife fight.
Peyton's like twice worth kneeling. It's like two times.
Lost a lot of fans. You know, it's just the fact. Oh, I bet you put it into Google, you'd find something.
You know, it's amazing that our show
has existed this
long. Do as well as it has been doing and lasted. It really is.
Getting better all the time.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, here you go.
Thank
time.
You to our listeners. God,
the influence of Peyton Manning can be seen in the TV ratings. Right here. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, even the New York Times write about it. And I don't even like the New York Times, but I do now.
It's only fake news when it doesn't agree with you, right?
Today is a national day.
The dearth of stars in the field.
Just turn your microphone off for this, because that Peyton stuff isn't even your most ridiculous stuff of the segment. It is National Fried Chicken Day.
Oh, ESPN.com. TV ratings.
National Fried Chicken Day.
Really. The Atlantic. Why are the NFL TV ratings collapsing? Peyton Manning retired. NFL rating dropped solely due to no Peyton Manning.
Solely.
NFL rating. SI.com. 10 reasons why television numbers are down. There's Peyton Manning.
I want to break your computer in a second. National Friday.
40 News.
Shut up!
Buffalo Nelson.
Shut up! Shut up!
No, what he's not mentioning is that they're all like linking back to the same individual article.
No one cares. He's done. We have an intern named Peyton. That's the only important Peyton anymore that there is. Okay.
Peyton Griffin.
National Fried Chicken Day, where to go and get it. Lane, I kind of take your suggestions over these two in here when it comes to this. Do you have one absolute go-to spot?
Okay, so there's a place in Plano. I believe it is called Whistle Britches.
Oh,
have you had that?
No, I've heard of it,
though. Oh, it is absolutely delicious. It is the best chicken and waffles you can find in the Metroplex. They're opening a new one at Willowbend Mall in Plano as well. It is a must try. It is so good.
Okay.
Great brunch.
Have you had, do we have a fried chicken sponsor?
What's it called again? Whiffle pants?
Whistle britches. It's close. It's close.
Again, this fact that the show has been on and survived.
Whiffle pants.
Whiffle pants. I might as well just ask you, you know, how you feel about it. You have a go-to spot? You have something, do you love fried chicken?
I am a fan of Babes.
Forgot about chicken. Babes. That's the favorite.
Okay.
Which right off there in Carrollton, that's my go-to spot.
Okay.
Do the fam dinner there once a month or so.
Yeah. So there's a place called Rapscallion you should go to. That's, I think, on Greenville. That's spicy. That's hot. That's really good. Brick and Bones. That's where the poor bartender or manager walked down the street in Deep Ellum and got run over and killed, not to bring the room down. And you know, me and Brian brought us Air Fist Pump, Popeyes. That's my favorite fast food one. Got to go with Popeyes. Now,
pretty good.
You can go ahead and torpedo things by talking about how you eat your fried chicken if you eat it with a fork and a knife.
Or are you all fingers?
No, I don't.
Are you all fingers?
I would not eat it with a fork and a knife.
You wouldn't?
No, absolutely not.
You're gonna pick up fried chicken and eat it with your hands?
Sure.
What, you're anti-hand eater?
Well, I mean, you got to eat. Like, you can't eat a hamburger with a knife and a fork.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, some things you have to.
But chicken strips, you cut.
Chicken strips? No. I pick up chicken strips and eat them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You don't like picking up like ribs and wings and stuff like that.
I don't like to touch the rib and the wing because
sauce.
The sauce gets deeply embedded in fingernails. I'm a nail biter.
Yeah.
I don't want to taste that.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to taste.
So you're okay with fried chicken?
I don't like the taste. I prefer my chicken to be like naked, if you will. You know, like a naked wing.
Baked.
You get.
Okay.
Not baked. The same way. I just like the fried. Some of these places put too much like the breading.
Too much batter.
Too much batter.
I can
you go lightly batter. That's why if you give me catfish level batter, all in.
Okay.
Very lightly batter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rudy's.
But here's what I don't understand.
Okay.
I don't understand you breast people. Okay.
Ooh.
I don't understand you guys.
Agree with you.
The wing folk too. Guy. If you are not a drum dude.
No, forget all that. You're not even mentioning the number one seed by far.
What?
Is the thigh.
Ooh, that's an interesting take.
It's not interesting. It's like accurate.
The three seed.
And let me tell you.
Yes, three
oh,
seed.
My God.
The zero seed is the one that's got the two bones that you've got to navigate your way through.
Yeah.
That one, just get rid of it. Take it off the chicken.
Yeah.
The other one is the one that's got that little flap and that big, giant breast of chicken. Get rid of that one. The drum is the only one. It's the easiest to eat. It's the best cut of the meat.
It's not enough food.
Yeah.
It's not enough. That's the problem.
Look at the size of the breast. It's huge.
It's too dry in
breast,
the
breast, you got to cut. I got to go fork and knife with breast. Okay. I can't attack a breast.
But the thigh is, number one, the dark meat is always going to be juicier.
Fair.
And number two, the thigh is the balance between the leg and the breast, size-wise. So the thigh is a nice, decent amount. And the breast is too big because of the dryness.
Yeah.
And the leg is too small, even though it's moist and fantastic.
But you don't ever get
Mark
the thigh.
All that, Lane.
You don't ever get the thigh at like
it's already done.
Wing places. I never see the thigh.
What?
When you go to a wing spot, you're getting the drum.
Yeah.
Or you're getting the little tiny one. When you go to the wing spot.
I know, because that's not how wings come. They don't serve the thigh.
They need to serve the thigh. Why don't they serve the thigh? When do you get fried?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, when do you get fried chicken if you're not going to a wing spot?
What?
When do you ever get fried chicken if you're not going to a wing spot?
Whenever, if I go to a wing spot, I'm getting wings.
Yeah.
And
that's the only fried chicken there is. Nobody has any of this other stuff.
What are you, Gavin?
Are you going to go get a bucket of chicken? You go to KFC, you get a bucket.
I need the boss to come
you're
in
get
here.
A bucket.
I need the boss to come in here. I can't do this for too much longer. I can't do this for another hour. Here comes the hockey hawk, Gavin Spittle. Walking in studio on a Friday. Have you heard any of this show today, boss?
Yeah, a little loosey-goosey.
We'll talk about it in the post-show.
Nothing better than one of my hosts saying, there was a fire across the street, but, I didn't want to wake up. Makes no sense.
And help out his fellow neighbors.
I watched.
You proud of me for the increased patience that maybe I've shown versus snapping?
Oh, totally.
You know what I'm saying?
I completely agree, but I'm so glad I got my 10-minute World Cup update during trending.
Yeah. Like,
You were unhappy about the length of that?
Oh, my God, the look.
Yo.
I should have filmed that.
Yo. Yeah. Hey, RJ.
Hey.
Read who this is from and read what it says.
Okay, it says.
And who's it from?
Oh, it's from your mom.
Yeah, what's it say?
Dear God, he does drag out a story.
Ouch. Might be Gavin, my mother, my brother. Yeah. We judge the shows. We consult after all the shows. I ain't got another hour of this.
No, we can. Let's burn a segment. Talk hockey, man.
Yeah.
All right, give us a star.
Eric Carlson.
For real, though, give us a Stars update. We saw trades done, near done. What's going on?
So, the key when you look at it is that GM Jim Nill of the Stars did not want to give up their top prospect in the organization, Miro Heiskanen, who's scheduled to be with the Stars this year. Played in Europe last year. So, they didn't want to trade their top prospect to get Erik Karlsson. It would have taken Heiskanen, probably another player, maybe a Devin Shore, I think a first-round draft pick and a second-round pick. But they probably would have then signed Karlsson to 8 years.
Oh,
so.
So did you want him to do it?
I think so, and here's why. As much as I think Heiskanen's going to be a good player, I always go for the guarantee. I remember when I was a youngster and I was like scared because the Red Sox just traded Carl Pavano, their top prospect, for a guy at the Montreal Expos named Pedro Martinez. Mm-hmm. And, people say, Heiskanen played in the Swedish Elite League. Yeah, solid league. I totally understand. But he's still a prospect. And I would say the same thing. We all thought Jurickson Profar was going to be amazing. Yeah. Turns out he's having a good season. But is he amazing? So I want amazing because I've experienced two playoff appearances in 10 years. So I want big-time players that can get it done.
Would the Tampa deal for him be like a big-time prospect too?
Yeah, yeah. So Tampa's going to throw in a couple of prospects. That's what's on the table, as well as draft picks. You know, if Tampa gets Carlson, it's pretty amazing. You're talking about two of the best top five defensemen in the game being on one team. That's very rare.
You want to co-host for the final hour?
Man, I would love to. That would be great. Well, we can talk things other than hockey.
Yeah. Then,
yeah.
I think you have the power to.
I know. Dude, I know.
What are your Sandlot opinions?
Man, I think Sandlot's extremely quotable.
Yes.
I disagree with Ben. I think it's a terrific movie.
Yeah.
I love the, you know, a lot of our own childhood. We all played on a Sandlot. So
yeah.
I think it's very quotable, very relatable. I enjoyed your blog. Thank you for writing.
Thank you.
I encourage everyone to go to 1053thefan.com, and then you can also like our Facebook page.
I think that every day at 8:50, we should get like the boss in-show review. Like that was raw. That was good right there.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.